to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 2 Samuel chapter 23. The chapter is labeled The Last Words of David. So let's listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of 2 Samuel chapter 23.
2 Samuel 23. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel.
The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. For does not my house stand so with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But worthless men are all like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be taken with the hand. But the man who touches them arms himself with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they are utterly consumed with fire.
These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Josheb-Bashebeth, a Tachimonite. He was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800 whom he killed at one time. And next to him, among the three mighty men, was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, son of Ahohi. He was with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel withdrew. He rose and struck down the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the men returned after him, only to strip the slain. And next to him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines gathered together at Lehi, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the men fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot, and defended it, and struck down the Philistines, and the Lord worked a great victory. And three of the 30 chief men went down and came about harvest time to David at the cave of Adullam, when a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. And David said longingly,
"Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate."
Then the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and carried and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord and said,
"Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives?"
Therefore he would not drink it. These things the three mighty men did. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30. And he wielded his spear against 300 men, and killed them, and won a name beside the three. He was the most renowned of the 30, and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two Ariels of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he struck down an Egyptian, a handsome man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but Benaiah went down to him with a staff and snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and won a name beside the three mighty men. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three. And David set him over his bodyguard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah of Herod, Elikah of Herod, Helez the Paltite, Ira, the son of Ikish of Tekoa, Abiezer of Anathoth, Mabunai the Hushathite, Zalman the Ahohite, Meharai of Netophah, Helib, the son of Baana of Netophah, Ittai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the people of Benjamin, Benaiah of Pirathon, Hiddai of the brooks of Gaash, Abi Albon the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Behurim, Eliaba the Shealbanite, the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sherar the Hararite, Eliphelet the son of Ahashbi of Maacah, Eliam the son of Ahithophel of Gilo, Hezro of Carmel, Peori the Arbite, Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai of Beeroth, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all.
Well, after hearing that, you can see why our guest reader decided not to read that chapter. Let's begin by looking at those last words of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. David said in verse 2, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue." He goes on to say, "When one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes the grass sprout from the earth." And lastly, David writes, "For does not my house stand so with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant." These last words of David help us think about those same three things. Does the Spirit of the Lord speak to you? Is the word on your tongue? Do you do things in your life with justice and in the fear of God? And finally, does your house stand with God? Some very good and challenging thoughts from these last words of David. Next, let's think about David's mighty men. These are those guys that surrounded him when he was on the run, that fought with him and fought for him. And you see the descriptions of some of these guys. Not guys we would like to be in battle with today, would we? But let's think about this a little bit differently. There are 30-some names of people in this passage. What if your name was written in the Bible? What would the Word of God say about you? How would those around you describe you? Would they describe you as a mighty man, a mighty person of God? Are you a warrior for the Lord? Would you stand up for the Lord if the battle comes your way? Again, how do people around you describe your relationship with the Lord? Lastly, David could depend on those guys. Who can depend on you? You remember the story here where David was thirsty, and some of those guys risked their lives to go get him a drink of water. Who can depend on you? Father, we thank you for those last words of David, where your Spirit was upon him, that he ruled with justice and he feared you, and that his household was committed to you. May we say the same. And Lord, may we be known as a mighty man of God or a mighty person of God by those around us and, more importantly, by you. Lord, help us be dependable to those around us. Give us the strength we need to serve you and those around us. In the name of Jesus, amen.